Here now is the motorcycle escort, or the president's car. Perhaps you can hear the roar of the motors as they whiz past. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here is Carlton Smith, presidential announcer for the National Broadcasting Company.
As soon as these motorcycles get by, we'll try and let you listen to a little of Hail to the Chief as played by the United States Army Band. I'd like to say just a word for the listeners throughout the country, those of you who have visited Washington and came here by train. You'll never forget, probably, the scene that greeted your eyes as you left the big Union Station, came out in front, and looked across this beautiful plaza and park, seeing the dome of the United States Capitol building. Well, of course, that's the scene that's here this morning for the president. He's seen it many times himself, but I don't think he has ever seen this plaza covered with humanity as it is this morning. And now, in the background, the cheering as the president comes into view of part of this crowd. The procession coming very, very slowly, riding in an open car this morning, as always, waving his hat, the president, to the crowd which is giving him this official welcome as Washington's good neighbor. Let's listen to these cheers as they grow as the president comes along this procession. We're moving now right up to the edge of the president's car, riding in the rear seat with him, his son, James Roosevelt, and James's wife, Mrs. James, carrying a very, very beautiful big bouquet of flowers.
Now, in just a moment, we shall be the president. I have a few remarks to make to you nationwide.
We think perhaps that the president is going to say a few words, and officially this morning from the plaza here. At the present moment, the cameramen have gathered around, taking pictures. President sitting here in this cool, beautiful morning air with his hat off and very, very interested fashion looking over the crowd which has come out to say, "Good morning, Mr. President. We're glad you're back in Washington." And now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to put our microphone over in front of the President of the United States and see if he won't say a few words. Good morning, Mr. President, and may we introduce you to this nationwide audience. Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
My friends, I am very glad to come back among you, my old neighbors. I formed the very good habit of coming to Washington when I was 5 years old, and I'm glad that that habit will not be broken during the coming 4 years. I have seen Washington grow during this half century, and I am very proud and happy as an American in this wonderful capital of ours. For it is not only the most beautiful city in all the world, but I think it's one of the grandest cities to live in all the world. This is a very wonderful greeting that you have given to me on this very wonderful day. And so I am very thankful to you, and I hope to see much of you in the next 4 years.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
All right, everybody back.
Thank you, Mr. President. And now if we can just get back away from these automobiles in order that they can move along on down Delaware Avenue and Pennsylvania Avenue and giving all of the people which have turned out this morning to see the president an opportunity to give him a cheer as his car passes by.
Hey, yes. Okay. Don't forget that, John.
Now the president and his party have gone by. In the car following him, Colonel Marvin McIntyre of the president's secretarial staff, Miss Grace Tully, Miss Roberta Barrows, the others in his official party who have been traveling with him, the three commissioners of the District of Columbia, the three commissioners of the District of Columbia, the Honorable Melvin C. Hazen, the Honorable Dan I. Sultan, and the Honorable George Allen. The President's physician, Commander McIntyre, and his two aides, Colonel Edwin M. Watson, military aide, Captain Paul Bastido, naval aide, have just gone by in another closed car. General Frank T. Hines, Administrator of Veterans Affairs, the members of the Correspondents Association, the newspaper men who cover the president for their respective newspapers, who have been with him all of this season throughout the campaign, are now going by in some three and four cars. The Secretary of Agriculture, the Honorable Henry A. Wallace. The Secretary of Commerce, the Honorable Daniel C. Roper. The Honorable Francis Perkins, Secretary of Labor. Cars are still going by, filled with people who came down this morning and were fortunate enough to get by the police lines down to the special car of the president and walk across the rear platform into the car saying, "Good morning, Mr. President. We're glad you're back in Washington." And there goes the end of the procession being brought up by the motorcycle police, and the president has gone away. Let's listen to the United States Army Band for a moment. The crowd here is getting a little impatient now, but as long as the procession is gone, the police are breaking their lines, and the crowd begins to fade away, many of them running down Delaware Avenue following the procession of the President of the United States and his party. This is probably the greatest crowd, certainly one of them, ever to assemble on the plaza in front of Union Station for any kind of a welcome. And, of course, as you know, practically everyone famous that sometime or other comes to Washington and have been greeted here officially and unofficially. The flags on the three great flagpoles in front of Union Station waving in the breeze. We started a little while ago to tell you about this scene which greets the visitor to Washington when he comes by train, passing through the great waiting room of the Union Station and out onto the plaza in front, looking away towards the United States Capitol on the Senate office building, the House office building, and now the United States Supreme Court building, all of them in that great group of federal government buildings grouped around the Capitol building. The first scene to greet the visitor to Washington. And now for the picture as the president makes his way down Pennsylvania Avenue for an unusual perspective of Washington's welcome, we move on to the heights of the post office tower.
As yet, ladies and gentlemen, we see nothing of the entourage of the President of the United States. We're waiting patiently, I hope, for the President and his group to appear at the intersection of Pennsylvania and Connecticut Avenues. Rather, Constitution Avenue. Traffic is being cleared. There are many officers in uniform, of course, along the street, with hundreds and thousands of people eagerly waiting the first appearance of our good neighbor, the President of the United States. We've been up here for some time this morning, waiting his arrival at the Union Station, then his arrival at Columbus Circle, and from then on up Constitution Avenue to Pennsylvania, and from Pennsylvania Avenue up to the southeast entrance to the White House. There's very little to be seen from this vantage point, although we are a bit lofty. And we are right down here in the heart of the famed Federal Triangle, sometimes and oft times called the Mall. They've estimated about 500 to 600,000 people have gathered for this great informal welcome to the first president, the first man of the land, the President of the United States. He returned, as you know, from Hyde Park, New York, after his recent victory, and will undoubtedly spend some time in the nation's capital. Directly down Pennsylvania Avenue is the Capitol building. I see a number of very large flags from the dome, all of which helps to lend a lot of color to this grand scene. Ladies and gentlemen, it is quite a sight. You have no idea. As high as we are, perhaps the tallest vantage point in this section of downtown, perhaps the only higher point would be Washington Monument. We're several hundred feet up in the air. And now I see on down Pennsylvania Avenue at Constitution, the guards are just coming around now. They're headed up Pennsylvania Avenue. A number of motorcycle policemen. Oh, yes, here they come. The crowd is eagerly anticipating the first appearance of the president's car. Flags, people, officers, motorcycles. We have everything here. Everyone has turned out to welcome the President of the United States. Now they're coming on down Pennsylvania Avenue. As yet, we haven't been able to identify the car of the President. They're nearing now the Archives building at about 9th Street, I believe. 9th and Pennsylvania Avenue. Quite a lengthy procession, informal as it all is. As you know, no definite arrangements were made for this welcoming of the first man of the land. Just everyone in Washington has turned out for a cordial welcome to the President of the United States, our friendly neighbor. And everyone is being so friendly. The attitude is marvelous, every respect. Continuing now on down Pennsylvania Avenue, coming on now, still unable to see and identify exactly the president's car. We're very near the Archives building now. There must be at least 25 motorcycles heading this parade, the informal parade. We really can't call it a parade, although it is a very lengthy procession. And now, throngs of people are crowding to one side of the street in order that they may get a better look of the president. Newsreel cameramen have just joined the procession and are coming now exactly in front of the Archives building, grinding their cameras, photographing the motorcycle officers, the guards, and the car in which the President of the United States is riding.